Guys, welcome back to Soda Zero. We have a special guest today, also Soda Zero.
Sodas were owed last night as well.
You're having a soda. Sodas were had last night because they were owed, because it was the Super Bowl. But we have a special guest here, Edwards Trailmax.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Is this good?
Yeah.
I haven't done this in a while.
I know. So it's, does it feel weird for you?
It's really weird. I'm actually really nervous right now.
Are you? Do I make you nervous? Don't be nervous.
No, it's just something that I used to do and I don't do anymore.
So I'm someone that you used to know. You're someone that I used to know.
Yeah, and it's funny how life brings us back together.
Yeah. Is this awkward for us?
Yeah, you know, it's not, but maybe to a
Is it now
time.
That I said that? Is it a little weird now?
Maybe you can see I'm like moving.
Are you sweating?
A little bit, yeah.
Should I open the window or close the window?
No, it's all good. It's all good.
So like, since the last time I saw you, have you like made other friends or like just me still? Like,
I do have a lot of friends.
You have friends?
But I would think so. But
okay.
But nobody still beats your
I haven't made position. Any other friends.
You have not.
No,
that's not true. That's not true.
I have not made a single friend since you.
No,
that's a lie. You're my only friend.
That's a lie, because...
So this is a one-way street.
People know that, you know, you film videos with other guys. You don't ask me to be on your videos or podcasts.
So it's like that.
It is what it is, but...
I asked you to do the pod. I asked you so many times.
No, that's not true.
I asked you so many times, and it's like you're here in Providence, and I'm there. Wherever there is, you know?
Yeah.
So far.
You're so far somewhere.
And then
but then you come back to Providence. And we have this fate, I guess, right?
Like, yes.
It brings us back together, and it kind of like tells us, like, we have to do this. We got to do this.
That's right.
It's been a while, and...
We should pod. The OG fans, who there are OG fans who listen to the pod,
yeah,
and they know you,
yeah.
They love you. They want this. They've wanted this for a while, actually.
Yeah. Well, I you know, before we continue, I want to say hi to the OG fans that you know, we when we started the podcast,
yes.
It was like 3 years ago, and they were there from the beginning, and I still respect and appreciate people that that comment on your. Podcasts or like videos and say something. I miss Eddie, like you know, once in a while my name comes around, but yeah, OG fans, you know, I'm happy to be back. Well, just for this episode,
yeah,
maybe more, I don't know.
You're replacing Carter.
We'll see the contract after.
Yeah, we'll talk details.
Yeah, we'll talk
and locations and
but
all that
to the new fans
stuff.
My name is Eddie Trailmax, as Pat said, we started a podcast that we didn't continue, unfortunately, due to a bunch of different things, but probably one of them, me being away
distance
relationship, man. It's not easy.
There was a lot of, it's not you, it's me, you know, things going around, being thrown around there, a lot of accusations, personal accusations about me throwing some shade at you online, which I don't know if you've seen that or not yet, but talked a lot of shit about you on the internet.
Yeah. You know, it is what it is again. Like, but I'm glad we're back here after you went through different guys, different podcasts. Like,
yeah. I've been through many men.
Yeah. You've been through many men. You've been through
two and a half men. Mm-hmm.
Well, we probably have been through two and a half, because it's what was the podcast? It was like the podcast you've been a part of. It was me, it was Trav, and it was it's now Carter.
Carter.
So who's the half man?
I guess me. I guess I'm the half. That's great stuff. But yeah, we were once arguably like college hockey's best bromance, the best bromance college hockey's ever seen, you know?
Yeah.
And then everything, you know, just started going downhill from there. But yeah, I'm back. I'm back. We're back. And we're at a, ironically, we signed to the same branch of pro teams, you with Providence, me with Maine, and we found ourselves crossing paths again. And right now, I got called up to Providence, so I'm down here hotel living with you. And you just happen to be here as well.
Yeah.
So I figured I'd call you, say hi.
Yeah, well, thanks for calling me. Yeah. But I think, well, first of all, I'm really happy that you're here. And mm-hmm. our paths have...
intertwined.
Had been crossed actually a few times.
We're crossing swords again.
Yeah, we are still crossing. We're still crossing swords once in a while. Actually, yesterday at night, I think we did once. But
oh, it's so fuzzy. I don't know.
But
so many sodas.
Obviously, me going down to Maine and last year once and this year once, right?
Yeah.
And then you coming up and. You actually played against Providence, but I was injured at that time.
Yes, yes.
When you were with Springy.
Yep.
So we're still together, you know?
Yeah.
Nothing has happened.
Same, but different.
Yeah, same.
But like the leagues, like the leagues are, I figured we might as well touch on the AHL versus ECHL thing, because I'm sure a lot of people are now wondering what the difference is. I'd say the coast is probably better.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
No, I agree.
Yeah.
There's more talent in there, you know, like hidden talent.
More heart.
Yeah, more heart.
More heart.
More heart.
No, so the main difference I've seen is that the flow of the game, like there's less mistakes, so the flow of the game moves much faster, especially with like the breakout.
Yeah.
The breakouts are like a major difference, I notice. Like they're just much smoother. There's less mistakes. You make the pass to the wing, to the center, and it's out, or the center to the wing, far away, like whatever it is, flows right out. In the coast, there's a lot of mistakes there, and it's a lot of like looping back into the corner, back in. So that's definitely something I noticed, and then just less time to do things. So it's something you have to adjust to for sure. What do you think the biggest difference is?
No, I agree with you, and I just haven't, you know, experienced both enough, but the obvious differences are, you know, when I went down actually a couple months ago, a month ago, I guess.
Yeah, some shit like that.
It's the mistakes is one of the biggest things. Like there were so many 2-on-1s both ways. I've never seen like 2-on-1s, 3-on-1s, like the D man. A lot of times jump in or pinch and risk a little bit more.
They do, indeed.
And that's why there's 3-on-1s, 2-on-1s. Like the scores in the coast are higher because it's like a little bit less defensive hockey, and like people make more mistakes, right? So, but at the same time, like I don't know, like I feel like coast gets a bad rep.
The sun is fucking me right now.
Yeah. Oh my god. It came out of the clouds.
Yeah.
So yeah. No. I think you know, it's just. I mean, every level when you go up and down, you will definitely see some kind of differences. And like, I think in every level, it's gonna be every single detail, which could be speed, decision making, time. And obviously, like mistakes.
Well, this lighting is shit, but we're gonna make do. We're making the most of it. The sun is setting. I feel blind. I just went blind, dude. So yeah. Anyways, great take. great take there.
I was having a great take with the viewers while you were fixing your sun issue.
Yep.
And that brings me actually back to. Like, remember the first podcast we started? We always had technical issues.
Technical
every
difficulties.
Every single time. At least like 3, 4, 5. Sometimes it would take us like 3 hours to set up a podcast to even start, right?
And nothing has changed. So
yeah,
I still have lots of issues.
That's great. Great to hear or not. Yeah. I'm not really sure, but
it's all right. It is what it is, and that's the life I'm living. So, dude, you know, I've been thinking a lot about hotel living
because
I've been living in a hotel this week. It feels like Sweet Life of Zach and Cody a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, like Mr. Mosby and all that. Did you ever watch that?
No, but I know what it is.
This is the Sweet Life. I feel like that. Also, I only eat fast food because like there's no kitchen here.
Yeah, actually, and, you hit it everywhere. So.
Yeah, there's been an interesting thing I've ran into lately with fast food. Like because during the season I eat a little bit more because like post game there's nothing that hits better than a little Donnie's, a little McDonald's.
Yeah,
maybe Wendy's depending on the night, maybe even Burger King. So here was. Both actually McDonald's and Wendy's, but I've been doing this
and
thing.
And Chick-fil-A as well.
And Chick-fil-A, yeah. Yeah, that's so true. And I'm like, oh, I'm so hungry. And I order like 2 double cheeseburgers, McNuggets, and a McFlurry. And then I get it, and I only eat one of the burgers.
But that's also crazy because don't you want to eat more?
Yeah, but it's like, oh, I hit the spot, like,
oh, okay,
I'm
okay.
Good.
You don't want to overhit the spot as well,
right? I don't
want to
hit too many spots.
Yeah, yeah.
And
there's only one spot you should
hit. Yeah, and then I've done that 3 times this week where I've had extra burgers or a sandwich, and I ate one the next day, and it was cold. It was really, really bad.
It's kind of disgusting, but you know, you do you, and maybe
gross.
you should have tossed it in the microwave and see like if it tastes the same.
No microwaves here, man.
Oh shit!
Yeah, we're living large in the hotel.
Yeah,
it's not a healthy lifestyle if you hotel live. The something about McDonald's too is like it doesn't go bad necessarily. If you notice that because it's so processed,
and
terrible for you. Like you could just leave it out. There's no mold, ever.
That's interesting. I never really thought of it that way.
It's pretty gross, man.
You're saying I can just leave a cheeseburger out for a few days. Just come back? Yeah.
Toss it in the microwave?
Yeah.
Fine.
Even better.
No mold. Even better, you could say. Yeah. You should try it, man. It's good.
I'll try it.
That's what you do in hotels. Because it's like, you don't have time to cook, or you don't have the capabilities of cooking. So you're like, fuck, what do I eat? Leftover McChicken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's, that's actually a hot take, I would say. Yeah. Like, it's, so let me ask you this. Like, you're here for two games, and what was your pregame meal? Was it McDonald's as well?
McDonald's. McDonald's.
No, you're lying.
Wendy's.
Fries, carb load.
Popeyes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. No, my pregame, what was my pregame? It was one game here, and then we had an away game. And they had the meal there.
Oh, true, yeah.
The home game, I ordered chilies, but I got like chicken and rice.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's
nice.
Yeah, that's
chicken
nice.
Chicken and rice,
chili's
that's nice.
Chili, chicken and rice.
Chicken
and
rice, nice.
Okay.
Kids with lice.
No.
Dandruff shampoo, bro. Dude, it's shower guy shampoo coming.
Oh, yeah. Shower guy shampoo. That's a big one. Like, I need samples ASAP.
Dude, it's coming. I'm serious.
Yeah?
Like, someone reached out to me, and we're going to do it. Also, these are on sale. Buy these. Soda's Road. Shower guy merch coming, too. But yeah, dude, pregame in the hotel is a little hard, but I definitely go to order that. But then it becomes more expensive because then you're buying out, you're ordering delivery, and then it's like you're not saving money.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, like I'm called up, so I'm making a little bit more money. And then I just spend it all because I'm like, oh, I'm making so much more, but it's really not that much more.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I have no money left, you know, and I'm poor.
How much is
living
it, do you know?
Out there. I have no idea, actually.
Because you said so much more, but also not much. So how much is it?
Dude, I don't even know. I'm just here for the ride. You know? I don't know. I'm just
you
enjoying
probably spend
my time.
More money here.
Yeah, for sure. I always do. I've been. I'm usually pretty good at saving, but sometimes I'm not.
You know what? Like if you really want to be serious about it, you should come. Or we should come up with a company where it's like a mini portable oven slash like you can basically cook like you have this like backpack or like container, and it has like all the foods, and it's like a portable, so you can like come into a hotel and just cook a quick chicken and rice and
like a backpack oven.
Backpack oven slash microwave slash maybe freezer, because like you need to freeze chicken.
So it's like a microwave, backpack, freezer, kitchen, stovetop.
So just bring the a huge fridge with you everywhere you go.
Can it boil water?
Yes.
Okay. So this thing's, I don't know, this might be a fire hazard. This might be a safety hazard. This wouldn't be allowed in a dorm room.
Yeah, true.
And that's our target audience, because it's like kids who are stupid living in dorm rooms.
Wait, why would it be?
Why are they stupid?
No, I know why they're stupid, but like, why is it a fire hazard?
Well, because if it's like you have to plug it in and it starts boiling, and it's like you leave it in, and then it's like when you leave a hair straightener plugged in by accident. It's
going to be one of those things. And it falls in your bathtub. Or no, that's
I think that's a thing.
Yeah, that's a thing too.
That'd be a thing.
No, but it's more of a hair. Freaking hair dryer. Have you ever done that when you were a kid? I used to do that. Just like plug it in and throw it in my bathtub.
Wait, what? What did you do?
No, I'm kidding.
I don't know if this is better or worse when I sit back here. Is it good? Did you say you threw you put a what in your?
No, I had nothing. Sorry. Like you'll have to go back and watch what I said. But
I haven't done that.
Don't do that, by the way.
Girls will leave their, or they won't leave their hair straightener plugged in, but they always think they do. It's a paranoia that they have.
Yeah.
So if you go on TikTok, there's a trend. They're like checking that they unplugged their hair straightener like 7 times, and then they're out in public and they're like, fuck.
Yeah.
Did I?
It's same as with the iron. You know iron?
Like Iron Man.
Iron Man. make sure he's not plugged in when you.
Yeah, dude, that'd be crazy. And he just, all his blasters just start shooting at you.
Yeah, you don't want that. Terrible. You don't want that. Uh-huh. But a lot of people do that. Yeah.
Like ironing clothing. Iron,
because I don't know.
Get your wrinkles out.
I don't see many people use it here. But back home, like my mom always, she's always stressing about her iron being plugged in, and she like gets out of like house and is basically questioning her life. That's a thing.
That's a thing. So it's like, if you don't know if you leave your iron plugged in or not, or on by accident, that, and then you just start questioning your whole existence.
You're like, why am I here?
Why,
like, are we alone?
Why are there aliens coming? Is there? You know,
exactly.
You don't know. And do they have
speaking
irons?
Of aliens, there were three alien ships shut down.
Do they have irons? Do you think they have wrinkled clothes? Dude, you know,
they kind of look like an iron, dude, too.
Yeah, right? They are iron men. They're more than not
iron
men.
Iron ships.
Iron aliens. Iron aliens. Ships. Iron ships?
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, I saw that they got shot down. They're unidentified flying objects. You don't know for sure who or what they were. They won't tell us.
Yeah.
Dude, I love aliens. They also, a little closer.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. They also used a fighter jet to shoot down a air balloon.
Really?
Yeah.
That seems like a lot.
I know. I feel like you just point a gun and shoot at it. Like, why do you need a fighter jet to shoot it down?
Just seems like a little much.
Probably a week ago, it was kind of like, I guess, like flying around United States and spying on States, whatever.
With my little eye.
Air balloon.
Yeah, interesting.
That's interesting. But they shot it down.
They just took a fucking nice
fighter jet
and just went for it.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, that makes sense.
Totally. Welcome to America.
Dude, sometimes I go down these wormholes online of like, on TikTok, I should say, of aliens and like that we're part alien. Is like this theory, and it got me thinking, like, damn, maybe, you know,
I think we are,
because it's like we are to someone.
Well, yes, exactly. We are aliens to some.
But
other,
there's this theory that we because, like, you know, you go back in evolution and where it's like we're apes, you know, when like all of a sudden we start going upright, then there's this jump, and they don't know like what linked with what to all of a sudden went from this ape or whatever to man.
That's so true. I once thought about it too.
Yeah.
Like, why is there nothing in between us and apes right now?
Well, that's what the thing. Like, Bigfoot. I took a. Yeah, you said it. Yeah. Well, I took this anthropology class, and they were like talking about that, and they're like, "Yeah, this is the missing piece," and they have this like invisible or shadowed figure, like,
yeah,
of what became this step of evolution.
Yeah.
So the theory is that like there were aliens living here, and they like combined the DNA of like them with like whatever said ape was,
yeah,
at the time, and it became like a human. And it's why like the theory is like that's why we get like sick, and yeah, we don't like react normally like to like the sun, like how, yeah, like we burn and stuff like that. It's like all part of the theory that we're like we're part somewhere else. And I'm like, damn, like I'm rolling with it. I'm going with it.
What was the time when you were watching this?
Like 4 a.m. Yeah, I don't sleep. You, yeah, sleep much these days?
I haven't slept in the past 2 days, dude.
Dude, just straight pre-workout.
Yeah.
Pre-workout. Sodas are old. Yeah, dude. Sodas. I don't sleep.
Speaking of pre-workout, you should come up with a pre-workout? Sodas are old pre-workout.
Yeah, I feel like that's the next step, dude. It's possible.
Yeah.
It's possible.
I think, hey, listen, anything's possible.
What would be in it, you think?
Lubes.
You say lube?
Bloobs.
Lube. Like, damn, yeah, okay.
Bloobs, we could make a lube. Rasbs.
Bloobs, razors, and straws.
Straws, yeah.
Yeah, like just, it's basically a smoothie.
Yeah. Almost pre-workout smoothie. Like,
yeah.
Nobody has ever made that.
No. So we'll just make a smoothie, put it in a container, and put it on a shelf. I'll sell it to people.
Exactly.
Or I'll just take this empty container, blend a smoothie and ship it to them.
It's crazy.
Sodas are road.
It's crazy how
pre-workout.
How many different, completely unrelated topics we just went through. We talked about the East Coast,
yeah,
and AHL for maybe 2 minutes.
7 seconds.
We went straight to aliens, yeah, and to pre-workout.
This is what the people want, dude. This is what they need.
You should call your podcast like 4 a.m. podcast, like before you go
late
to
night
bed.
Thoughts.
2 a.m. Like listen to this and like think, are we alone?
No, we're not.
Exactly.
I think about that often.
That's exactly what I think about AHL too. Like
you're not alone there.
No, I'm not alone. There's 20.
Well, there's a team.
There's 21.
There's a lot of people there.
Yeah, exactly.
Too many sometimes.
Yeah.
Not enough sometimes, yeah, and they bring me here.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, man. But I do that whole vibe of my pod wanted to be like a late night thought or like blabber. I have that locker room chat thing, which is even more extremities of, yeah, like rambling. But like, so does road as well, dude.
Yeah,
you just let it go, let it snap off, because like, that's the beauty of it.
That
you know,
is.
People want that. Randomness. That's for, yeah, humor.
Yeah.
That's why we were once college hockey's biggest bromance.
Yeah.
It was bromantic, you know?
I actually miss that, like, bromance of, like, people saying, oh, Pat and Eddie, and,
yeah,
like, there's a kid that
Petty.
Made... Petty. Petty. And, yeah. Kid that made, like, highlights of you and me, like, scoring. Have you seen that on,
yeah,
YouTube?
I saw it. I saw it.
It's like,
yeah,
it's not like, imagine you send yeah, your highlight clip and it's like Patrick Shea and Edward Strom, yeah, highlights, and
we're
it's just
team,
like you score, then I score, then you score, then I score, then I score, yeah, then you score.
We'll be coming as a duo.
Yeah.
Like in step.
And
orders.
We don't even play on the same line, it's just, yeah, like you score and I score.
Yeah, that's a good video. You had like a thumbnail of our faces and,
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. You can look it up, guys. It's out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a few
what
nicknames.
Great marketing for the kid, by,
yeah,
the way. Thanks
really
for making
good.
It.
Yeah, really awesome for us. It. There was a few names going around. It was like Petty and Eat.
Yeah.
Because Pat,
yeah,
like Eddie and Pat eat.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Which we do eat.
We do eat.
Speaking of eating, dude.
McDonald's?
Well, no, you love eggs, bro. Like you were, when I, like the last time we were, you know, together, not in like a weird way, but like living together,
yeah,
you ate a lot of eggs.
Yeah.
Like 15 a day, maybe like one sitting, at least like six.
Yeah,
right? It's crazy.
Yeah, well, the egg prices went up.
That's what I was gonna say. Yeah, yeah. What did you do during that time?
I was freaking out, dude. I didn't know what to do. I my whole life just like flashed in front of my eyes. I was like,
you could say that your brain like, was scrambled.
Yeah. My brain was easily over easy. Like,
yeah,
easily.
It was.
So like, I was just trying to like, I don't know, like comprehend things and go for, there's not even like a substitute to eggs.
No, no.
Because eggs is.
It's an egg. Eggs. Yeah. Eggs is eggs, dude. You know,
there's nothing other than eggs. Like, even like, you know the, what is it called? The egg yolk? Egg whites. Like, yeah.
They have them in the jar. Yeah, like they have them in the carton. The carton.
But
yeah.
Those went up too.
Yeah, dude, the whole thing, the whole system was crazy.
So everything went up. Do you think
the chickens just had a strike and they were like, you know what? I'm sick of selling my eggs for such a cheap price. Yeah. I know my worth.
I think so.
You know? And they were like...
Because it's, I mean, again, like, honestly, like, you got to respect, you know, equality.
Yeah. So
listen, like, if chickens want to get paid more, they should be getting paid more.
For
and
sure.
That's as easy as that.
They're like, sick of shaking it
exactly.
For dollar eggs.
Exactly. They want to get paid as much as people get paid.
Yeah, dude. 100. I totally respect it, too, because, like, if people were trying to buy my eggs, like, I would sell those things high, which I feel dude, like someone exactly. would buy my eggs.
It also depends on your production. Like, how many eggs a day would you...
Like, how many eggs am I releasing?
Yeah.
And how many times a day? You know, and it's, dude, like, you never know which egg will hit, you know, and which egg's gonna work. So,
but like, do you think you would have like extra large eggs or just like a medium size?
Probably pretty big.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, dude, like, we do get paid for our eggs. Like, we can go to sperm donors and they pay us for our eggs. So, I could see why chickens would be like, man, if humans are getting paid for their eggs so much, why are we not?
Yeah.
So,
no, I wonder, do you think there's like, What do you think is the richest kitchen? Chicken.
What do you mean by richest? Like
money-wise? Richest, like, you think there's, like Elon Musk of chickens kind of thing?
Probably. Is there different types of chickens, or is there just chicken?
There's a rooster. There's a cock.
Yeah. But, isn't a rooster... Is a rooster a chicken?
A rooster is a cock.
But is a cock a chicken?
No.
So there's just...
Cock is not a chicken.
Is a rooster...
Rooster is a chicken.
Is a rooster, like,
rooster
a male...
A cock.
Is a rooster a male chicken?
Well, obviously, because he's a cock.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. He's a cock, what I'm saying.
Exactly.
So it's like...
No, but so you think chickens are only female?
Blow out chickens. That's what I'm asking. I think so. Now I'm putting... I never realized this before. I think
people would think that we're really dumb because I actually don't know. But I'm 99% sure. Actually, I'm 100% sure. Right now, I'm 100% sure it's only like female chickens and then there's one big cock. And...
And they just fucking feed the eggs.
Yeah.
And they create the eggs.
No, but I'm pretty sure you don't need cock to
make
have eggs.
Eggs?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And also, you know what's also interesting? There's one cock for 20 chickens. Well, no.
Yeah,
maybe
he spreads his cock.
No, he's already a cock.
Oh, he already is a cock. Yeah. He spreads his wealth. Yeah. But if we do it, it's frowned upon. Like, if we have 20 women, we're cheating friggin' scumbags.
Exactly. Dude, now we need to ask
for now equality. Now we need to ask for equality. That's garbage, man. You know, I also like things about chickens and whatnot. How they come out of their egg and they just hatch and they're there.
Yeah.
Like, why don't we have something like that? Like, I would love that for us. Like, if we came out of the body, like...
Yeah.
Our mom just...
What are they called? The small...
laid us.
What?
Like, if our mom just laid us and had us, like, as an egg, and we just popped out of there.
Yeah,
of the
and your eyes would be closed for, like... Because I think their eyes are closed.
Sometimes.
Oh, no, that's
premature
that's
kittens, egg
actually.
Crackings.
No, that's kittens.
Oh. Kittens, chickens, same idea.
When kittens come out, they have their eyes closed for, like, a few days, and then they open their eyes.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
It's so crazy. Imagine you're living, you're like walking, but you don't know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, I feel like you won't remember it though, because you're underdeveloped brain and eyes.
Oh yeah, maybe.
Maybe they don't have a brain.
Also, I don't think kittens have a good or cats have a good memory. Maybe they
really?
Do. Maybe they do. I don't know. But every time I come home to my cat,
he forgets you.
Yeah,
or she
forgets me. But then we kind of make
You make her remember make you. It's like The Vow. You seen The Vow? Channing Tatum and his wife gets in like a bad car accident and then forgets they're married and who he is and whatnot.
I think I have. Remind me.
Well, that's the movie. That's
no,
the
but plot. Like, what was the? okay, there's a story.
Rachel line, McAdams but... and Channing Tatum, and she's like, does art.
What does he do to make her?
He tries to like. He does way too much because he's like, my wife doesn't remember me. Like,
yeah,
I need to make her remember me. And he's like,
I'm pretty sure I've seen it, but I can't remember because it's probably not that.
He's like, how can you look at the girl you love and tell yourself it's time to walk away? And then he walks away.
Actually,
yeah,
because like, then she remembers.
Yeah, he has to you know, come to terms with the fact that like she doesn't know who he is and she wants her ex back.
What?
She starts sneaking around with ex boo.
Yeah,
And like history repeats itself. So she realizes like why she left him again. Yeah. And like the same thing happens. And then like the end of the movie is like she runs into him. And
dude, that's a good movie. I'm going to watch
it.
Yeah,
it's really good.
But speaking of
I just told
that,
you the whole movie, but you should still watch it. Yeah.
I promise you right now, like literally a few months ago, I don't even know if it was a few months ago or a few years ago because I don't remember. But I saw this thing on one of these like really popular like... social media, like Instagram profiles, like puberty or like...
you say puberty?
No, puberty.
Puberty.
Or puberty?
PewDiePie.
No.
No, not PewDiePie.
No, it's basically there's these like really popular meme accounts basically.
Oh, yes.
But then...
I know you're talking
there
about.
There was basically an article about a girl also... being in a car accident and then she re-fell in love with her husband.
Really?
How crazy is
that's
that?
That's the movie.
I can
maybe
it
it's
up.
Based off that.
Maybe
we just had this
actually
full
just,
circle moment.
But it was like recently.
Really?
Maybe
it was like real life
maybe
though.
This real life was based on the movie.
The movie, yeah. They little sneaky bastards. They knew how to pull on our heartstrings. Is that a saying? Pulling our heartstrings? Tug on them? They knew how to tug on our ball strings.
Yeah. Rub and tug the heartstrings or?
Yeah, rub and tug your heartstrings. they knew what they were doing. Man, that's actually funny. Yeah. I could see how that would be pretty heartbreaking though. You know, for Channing Tatum. His character, that is.
Yeah.
If you just like your wife or like your girlfriend forgot about you and just started banging their ex again.
Oh my god, that would be so sad.
Yeah. Like poor Channing.
Yeah. He is like the best looking guy in the world too.
Oh, he's
like,
phenomenal.
Yeah,
him and Step Up.
What?
Him and Step Up.
Oh my god!
His moves. He could dance.
Or him and Magic.
I mean, I haven't seen that, but like
what?
Yeah,
I mean, me neither.
Yeah,
but I know.
Dude,
it's
I heard.
Great.
I heard it was a good movie. I heard it was a good storyline.
I know it's
actually.
Great. I know.
Yeah.
I know for a fact if we watch right now, his moves would be.
Yeah.
You know when he wears those like. Like joggers, like the
I heard
gray,
about that.
Gray joggers.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah, when he dresses as a police officer, I heard that he did that.
Uh-huh.
Like he's kind of like a male stripper. Like he shows up as the officer.
Is that a wait? It's Magic Mike.
Yeah. No. Oh. Maybe I don't know. I haven't seen that movie.
Dude, all the movies are the same. Like, let's say the 21 Jump Street, 22
yeah,
Jump Street.
Yeah, 21 Jump Street.
Yeah.
Oh, right, 21 Jump
that's
Street.
He
was undercover.
Yeah, that's
as
where
a
he
cop.
Just, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking of because I haven't seen
and
Magic
then
Mike.
And then he said like, oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
What's his buddy's name?
Oh, Schmidt.
Schmidt. Schmidt banged the boss's daughter or whatever.
Yeah, he banged Ice Cube's daughter.
Yeah.
Dude, I miss Channing.
Yeah.
Wait,
what is he now? How is he doing?
I don't know. Should I call him
Give
up?
A call.
See how he's doing? Jonah just had a comedy movie out.
Yeah. He also... Wait, is that a movie or
did he
have a...
with Eddie Murphy.
Oh, no,
I haven't
that's
finished
not
it, though.
That's not it, then.
23 Jump Street's coming. No, it's not. I wish it was.
Oh,
we should make
be
it.
So cool.
What if we were them, you know?
I think we are. But who are you? Are you the...
Are we both Channing?
Yeah. it won't work. It won't work like that.
Or we're those dudes in the 22 Jump Street who share the same thoughts. You know, when they say the same thing at the same time. Because that's what Soda Zero is.
Yeah.
You want to try it out?
We could. You want to
say
Yeah,
so we're
going to
go 3, 2, 1, and we're going to say 5 words. Okay?
No, let's say one word. Like,
one word?
Because we're not going to hit 5.
Okay,
let's
one word.
Wait, let me think about something and look at you.
Okay.
Okay.
One word or... Yeah, it has to be one word.
Okay, okay. One word.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Silicon. Eggs. Damn it.
Yeah, it was stupid for me because like we already talked about it.
Yeah.
So it should be something that like...
All right, let's try it one more time.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. Potato. Close enough.
Yeah.
Close enough.
Chicken breast.
Chicken breast. You might have potatoes with chicken. So
yeah.
It's like a side dish.
Exactly.
Exactly that.
Yeah. I was actually, I wanted to add asparagus in there too.
Do you eat asparagus?
Yeah.
How do you cook your vegetables?
Wait, do you not eat asparagus?
No. Well, I do, but then like when I pee, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, but that's never how you don't again. Pee or smell your pee.
You don't? I mean, I don't try to, I'm not peeing and then like sniffing the toilet.
Yeah, I'm not really sniffing. It just like hits my nostril.
Yeah, like you pee and you smell it from up there.
Dude, it's crazy because I can feel it like coming to my nostril. Yeah,
the asparagus. You smell it. It's crazy. It makes your pee smell weird, yeah, man.
But why is that, by the way?
Dude, it's probably something with the chemicals.
Yeah.
You know, like asparagus chemicals.
Yeah.
What is in asparagus? What is it?
Some greens, I guess.
Dude, we just trust it. Like, we don't even know what's in it. We're just like,
what
they
if asparagus
said that's
is
good.
Like the worst vegetable in the
like,
world?
Why is it making us smell weird in our pee? Right?
That's so gross.
Yeah. So it's like, that's second guess.
You should just eat like
McDonald's.
Yeah. There's no asparagus in there.
And no.
It doesn't smell. Well, it does smell.
It might smell.
Yeah.
Your shits. Because it's not good on your stomach sometimes.
No, it's terrible, actually.
Yeah. Truly is.
It's so bad. Dude, like, fast food is so bad for you, actually.
But it's fast.
I know. But it's also not good.
No, it's not. It's bad. It's bad for you, but it's fast, so it's convenient, and that's why we eat it a lot.
I don't eat fast food a lot.
You don't eat fast food?
I eat Chick-fil-A.
That's fast food.
Yes, but it's not like I eat on a daily basis. I maybe have it once in, like, 3 weeks. Maybe.
Yeah.
Actually... You came and I had Chick-fil-A finally. But yeah, like I usually try to eat something that's less fast, like medium fast.
Are you fast shaming me right now?
No, I'm not. No, listen, like I don't, you live your life like you want.
Yeah, I think so. That's interesting though. I thought you ate fast food. Well, we used to once a week in college. It was like a little bro date, you know?
Dude, like I honestly still... It's not because like I've been injured for a while, so like I wanted to I thought like well I know for a fact, but nutrition is key, I guess, and I really wanted to eat healthy and like make sure I do everything right in order to give myself the best possible chance of coming back and being the best version of myself.
Interesting. That was really deep. So like asparagus.
Yeah.
Do you think diet has a role in like recovery? Like, well, I guess it would, especially if it's like a bone injury. You would have to eat like, a lot of like growth hormones. Like McGregor,
bone injury.
Like McGregor allegedly is taking some growth hormones.
And but I don't get why.
Well, because he wants his bone to grow. Human growth hormones. It grows your. It would help your bone grow back.
Really?
Faster.
You know what else does?
Viagra.
No.
No.
Calcium, then yes. Bone broth.
Dense.
Bone broth.
Bone broth.
Yeah. I actually was drinking bone broth as disgusting as it sounds, just like straight out of... Because usually you like make a soup out of it, right? And I was just drinking it straight from the carton.
Bone broth soup. Oh, I've seen those little packets. They look like little like... drinks.
Yeah, but I well it was basically like a
milk
carton
of bone broth.
Of bone broth.
Does it taste good?
not really. No, not great. No.
But it does the trick. Grows your bones back.
I mean, I don't know, like I guess it helped my MCL, but it, you know, comes and goes. My
calcium.
MCL.
Yeah, it does. Calcium definitely is like bones. It helps your bones. That's what they say.
Calcium is more bones. Like bone broth is more something that's more flexible, like joints, ligaments.
Calcium?
No, that's bone broth. Calcium is straight bones.
Yeah, calcium is bones.
Like
Johnny Bone Joners. Johnny Bone Joners sodas. Dude, I totally get that. Like when you're a kid and your mom's always like, drink milk because it's calcium. And you need to grow your bones. It needs to be dense.
And now milk is canceled.
Now milk's canceled. Yeah.
Now almond milk. But almond milk doesn't... It's not milk. It doesn't have as much... calcium.
Well, they're always like, you know, we're the only species that drinks another species' milk. Everyone else just drinks their own milk. You know, like...
Well, we do.
We too. Do when we're babies, but then all of a sudden we're like, nope, it's time to switch over to cow. You're old enough. Yeah, exactly. You're old enough. You need to switch to cow milk now.
Exactly. Like,
it's kind of weird. It's like, why are we switching to cows?
You drinking your own, like...
My mother's milk?
Yeah.
No, I was too young.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's weird to think about, though.
Yeah.
And it's crazy, bro. Like, you ever watch a mom, or a baby milk their mom? Is that the right breastfeed? No.
Baby milk her mom?
You ever seen a baby milk his mom, dude? It's wild to watch. but it's for real. Like, when they're breastfeeding, you like the baby, they're like, all right, it's time. And, like, they, like, slowly bring it in, and they just latch on. It's like... It's crazy, bro. They're just like a machine. It's like a well-oiled machine.
Like a robot.
Wow.
It's a robot, dude.
It's just like meant to happen. It's supposed to be that way. They like know what to do.
Okay, you want
to
hear something crazier?
Yeah, of course.
Sometimes, apparently, it gets clogged.
The breast?
Yeah.
And what, do you have to like squeeze it?
No, and guess what happens? It's either you, husband... has to suck on it really hard, or you can use like the devices
machine.
They have. Yeah,
right.
But sometimes because the device doesn't work as good. Like it doesn't suck as hard as you would.
Interesting. Have you ever tried breast milk? Are you going to? Like when you have a kid, are you gonna try your wife's breast milk?
I don't know. I don't think so.
No. I don't want to, but I might.
Yeah.
Just for curiosity's sake.
If I try, I'll just like, I don't know, put it in like an omelet and then just like eat as like eggs.
Toss it in the fridge.
Yeah.
Make it cold.
Yeah.
It's whole milk.
Yeah.
Though it's no reduced fat.
Only if like I eat cereal, let's say.
Oh, put it in the cereal. Put it in cereal. And then you're having human milk cereal.
Yeah.
Probably better. Lucky Charms, probably.
Oh, like then you can use Lucky Charms because it's less sugar or more sugar.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. Is there sugar in human breast milk?
I don't know. I wonder.
There's sugar in cow milk, right?
You think it tastes based on the diet?
Probably. It's like pineapples and, you know, like taste, affects the taste.
So
like,
what if your wife was just drinking milkshakes, McDonald's milkshakes, but like
probably
Oreo
tastes
ones.
Like Oreo milkshakes.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That'd be great. Yeah. I would definitely have my wife's milk if it was Oreo milkshake.
Save money. Yeah. Save money, wife. Let's do your milkshake.
You want to order a McFlurry? Nah. Nah, dude, you gotta try my wife's milkshakes. They're the best. Homemade. Just give them to all your friends. They're like, what the fuck, man? What's your recipe? My wife. It's her milk.
She drinks a lot of milk and eats a lot of Oreo cookies, so it comes out as Oreo milkshake.
Baby's eating cookies and cream every day.
What a life.
Yeah, they're living good, man. God. That's good. That's forward thinking. That's going to be the move. So I would definitely consider that. Why do you think, like, when they make milk in the store and it's like 1%, 2% whole milk, how do they reduce the fat? Is that based off of the cow itself?
No. It's not.
If this cow works out a lot.
What if it's 1%? A bull?
Ooh.
Bull milk?
A bull is a male cow, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like chicken and rooster.
Yeah. No, but it just goes through like a different process.
They would take the fat out.
They take the fat out. And I think with the fat also, like, obviously, like, more nutrition goes away, you know?
Have you ever had whole milk?
Yes, of course.
Amazing, dude.
Yeah, of course.
Really good.
Have you ever had milk straight out of cow's titty?
No.
I had once.
Wait. Give me some details here. Like, were you just under the cow? Straight out of the titty.
No, we have a farm back home. Well, like, my countryside is basically like a farm. Oh, yes. And like, my grandparents obviously don't have cows. Well, not obviously. Sorry, I said obviously, but I assume you guys knew me and knew my grandparents. But
you say they obviously friends. Do or don't have
no,
cows.
No, don't. Okay. But my so they have friends that have big farms, and I sometimes went there. And I was really young, so I can't really remember. But yeah. It's also not good for you to drink because it there's so many bacteria.
Interesting.
But I think I tried a little bit, and it was a little bit gross because it was. There was like this butter, almost like buttery. It was like buttery milk because like there were. It's like you know, orange juice has pulps.
Yes.
So it's basically milk has like these butter, butter like things inside.
What do they call it?
No, I don't know. Like fat. It's like fat.
Fat pockets.
It's like a. No, yeah, I don't
know. Little milk fat
it's
pockets.
It's like a fat slash butter slash something, but it's because it comes from cow. It's straight like whatever cow's body fat is. It's straight like 8%.
Really?
Or if body? No, I'm definitely not that. But it's like around because the milk that comes out of cows. Tit is really it's really greasy, so
you gotta like
so it's not even like 3.5% or whatever is the biggest. It's straight like
straight milk,
straight 40%. You know,
dude, that's
tight. Straight fat.
Yeah,
straight white fat.
Yeah, straight fat, homie.
Yeah,
dude, I've had like milk from a farm before, but I think they do the process like it's I forget the name of the farm, but I went there and I used to order chocolate milk, and the milkman would come. You would like drop the milk off.
Yeah.
Then it got canceled. Yeah. There was like growth hormones in there and shit.
But why is that bad?
No, I don't know if there was or not. But I remember my friend saying like he believes that this milk gave him diabetes. The chocolate milk from this farm. And I was like, really? Well, I don't have diabetes. But I only had it for like a month or two. It was a few month period. He probably had it longer. And he's convinced it gave him the diabetes.
If that's the case, it's kind of bad. And sad.
That's bad news bears, man. Well, yeah, anyways, I'm glad we just talked about all those super important topics. Before we wrap up, is there, on a more serious note, like anything serious going
on? Anything more serious than we just talked about?
Anything serious going on in your life that you want to share with me?
No.
Oh. Good.
Well, just like, I guess, you know, the update of my life is I'm still injured.
Yeah,
this year is my part-time hockey player year.
Yeah, because you're injured.
Because I'm injured most of the time, and it's the same knee, it's the same injury, it's the same ligament. So, most likely after the year, I'll have to undergo a procedure / surgery.
Yeah, it's shitty shit.
So... I just want to see if I can kind of wait out and maybe hopefully like it somehow heals good enough for it to hold, you know, for the year.
For sure.
So, but yeah, that's the most serious. This is probably the most serious note.
Just completely brought the mood down.
Yeah. Sorry. Anyway.
No. Yeah. That's shitty. Injuries suck. Hopefully speedy recovery and you're back at it.
Let's also, speaking of a serious note, how did you enjoy your games in Providence, and like what is your biggest take from these two games, and like how was it, how the boys accepted or welcomed you, or how were the systems, or like basically anything that you want
to. It's good. I'm so I am on my way out right now. I'm leaving. I'm going back to Maine. I'm going to Adirondack, New York tomorrow. I've had a wild week of travel, dude. I was in Newfoundland a week ago.
Well, at least you didn't go to
Trois. Dude, but listen to this. I went to Newfie. I flew back. But like when we were going to Newfie, so we had a 2 a.m. bus departure from the Cross Insurance Arena in Portland. We get to the rink at like 1:45 in the morning. I didn't sleep. The night before, I had like 5 hours. It was one of those nights, you know, late nights. And we get to the rink. Bus isn't there. At like 2:45, Coach Wally's like, hey, like, guys, the bus isn't coming. We have to like, we have to drive there. So we all hopped in cars and drove there at 2 a.m.
To where?
2:45 in the morning to Boston. So it's like a 2-hour drive.
Yeah.
I get there at like, it's like 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm like on the road, like, so whatever. We fly back after the trip and I'm in Boston with my car. We don't have practice the next day. So I'm like, oh, I'll just go home. I got a doctor's appointment there. I'll see my fam. And then Wednesday morning, I drove up to practice. So I woke up at 5:45 in the morning, drove to practice. Like, I'll get a good nap in after practice. After practice, like, hey, you're getting called up to Providence. I'm like, oh, sweet. So I drove down to Providence. And then we were here. We went to Wilkes-Barre, back. And now tomorrow I'm going to Adirondack, New York. Great week of travel. So, but the experience, yeah, it was good, dude. They're pretty pretty welcoming, like, team here. There wasn't, like, much ego. You know, there's a lot of guys who have played a lot of NHL games on this team, so that was cool to see.
They probably were just, like, 90% of the players.
Yeah. 80%. There's some talent here, and they were pretty cool. Like, just all introduced themselves. They weren't, like, trying to big dog or anything. So I thought that was cool, because there's definitely some guys out there that do that more than others. But, yeah, I didn't find that here. I thought it was cool. It was good just playing, dude. It's fun. Like, I know... Like, it gives me a sense, like, that I can play at this level, like, if given the opportunity. But, yeah, we'll see. It's all about opportunity. So I'll go back to Maine, continue doing my thing there, and have a fun time.
Well, you still are on the radar of coming back for the weekend, because
yeah, potentially.
It's all kind of depending on our injuries, right? There's no... you know, questions that you are American Hockey League player, and it's just like, you know, as we kind of talked, like, is like, how bad do you want it, kind of?
Yeah, for sure.
Because, like, you know you are, and you know your speed is, and like the way you think is, it's just like, if you need to take it to the next level, and you should start thinking about it, because this season for you in Maine, I haven't followed that much, but I know that you are like probably like top two leading scorer in Maine, you and Timmy, probably like switching spots, maybe Saints comes in. But you should look for teams for next year to play in AHL, because you are an AHL player, and at this point it's just like, you know, you need to obviously get the exposure, maybe a little bit of luck, you know, hopefully like somebody needs someone like you, and
timing.
And from that point you keep building and proving yourself from that point. But I think you proved yourself already last year in Springy, because they wanted to call you up. You proved yourself here, as you know, like coaches thought highly of you. So I don't know. I think I could be a psychologist at this point.
Yeah, dude, actually, Doc Wally.
Dr. Eddie.
Yeah. Doc Ed. Doc Eggs.
Dr. Ellie.
Dr. Eggsy.
Dr. Trally.
Dr. Trally. Dude, I miss the sports psychologist Dr. Wally in college. Our shout out to him. You Maine guy. Are you Maine Doc Walt? Doc Walter.
Dr. Walter?
Dr. Walter. Yeah, he was a good lad. I love sports psychologists and their random like metaphors and shit. It's amazing.
Lifts you up.
Yeah, they just always compare you. Like, remember he was like comparing us like life to like the block of wood on the ground. Like, they always have these like random things. They're like,
do you think they like think about it before, or sometimes they just come up with it on the spot?
They think about it.
Yeah,
they're like, I feel like they just get really high and they're like, look around the room and they're like, yeah, like that block of wood that represents balance. And if you stand on this with focus, you'll balance in the middle. But once you lose focus, you fall off. That's hockey.
Like speaking of, let's say this bed frame right there, right? Yeah. Bed, like a bat, what is it called? I don't know.
I think,
But if you look, it like goes up.
Yeah.
And then it goes down. So that's like how life goes.
But
it
the trajectory is always up.
Yeah. Well, but unless you go all the way down.
Like the momentum is.
Yeah.
and then
the momentum is
but
high.
It goes
look,
down.
And look how fast it goes up, and then it slowly goes up.
Yeah.
So and then it goes down a little bit, but it then keeps going. Yeah. So
it's like mountains.
Yeah.
Like they say the mountains are your peaks in life.
Yeah.
Like you get to the top of the mountain, and then you're like, holy shit, there's more mountains. There's higher mountains.
Yeah.
But then you got to go down this mountain.
But like after Everest, there's no. Mountain. But after Everest, there's no higher mountain though.
Up, bro.
And a different
aliens.
Yeah, they took the last like bigger mountains out.
Yeah, you just got to keep going up from there.
Yeah.
So I'm glad we established that. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Soda's a Road. Edwards Trail Max, everyone. Thank you for popping in.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Pat.
I think they're going to want this more often.
Yeah.
I think. So we'll have to.
And I'm down. Listen, this year I have more than enough time. So
we'll have to arrange something.
Yeah, let us, let Patty know if, one, you want me back, and two, if what questions you would want us to answer. I know this was like a episode of us just catching up and speaking our minds, and talking. that's what we basically
it is
do.
A comedy based podcast.
Yes, exactly.
So.
And we always talk like that. Yes. So it's like it's not like we're basically coming
pretenders.
Up with like acting.
Yeah,
you know?
No.
We're not acting. Like this is how we speak. But
yes.
Obviously maybe some people have more serious questions about go a little bit deeper into your AHL experience or East Coast experience, or maybe I don't know how many fans you have on the road, or have you seen, or
they're out there.
They are everywhere.
Yes,
so
they're everywhere and nowhere. So thank you guys for tuning in, and till next time, Soda's a Road. Get your merch, get the cups. All the things, the mugs, sorry. See you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Take a drag, I ain't feeling in my lungs. Drop down like a